The daily routine was punishing. You were expected to continue with your professional life, or, if you had one. So the day went like this: get up at 3:30 a.m., put on white clothing, walk to a meditation center, which was just down, not far for me to walk, but some people had to come by car. Meditate for 3/4 of an hour, go back home, have a shower, change into new clothing, go to another place, have a class, more meditation. Then, so by that time, it would be like 7 a.m. by the time that second class and meditation had finished, go back home, change into professional wear, suit or whatever, drive down the North Circular for an hour, teach English all day, come back, have another shower, change into white clothes. Oh, food, had to take your own food, weren't allowed to eat food cooked by anyone outside the group. So now we're at what, 7 o'clock, meditate again, sometimes go to a class, sometimes give a class. As time went on, I used to give a lot of classes, then go to bed relatively early because you had to be up early the next morning.
To me, that sounds, really exhausting. But I mean, you did it for 20 years. Did you sort of enjoy it at first?
I know it sounds mad, but I really loved it because it was like I knew what I was aiming for. I liked certainty. I liked the clarity. I liked the structure. I liked the ambition. I liked the sort of challenge that it set me. And I enjoyed writing about the ideas because I love writing. So for the first years, I was very happy.
Do you remember sort of the day that you left?
Yeah, I do. I didn't have any, not more possessions than would fill one car. I did not do, I mean, a lot of people who left either fell in love or just started to think that the teachings were, they were a bit not right, or they started to sort of analyze them. And especially the children of parents who had brought them into that group, they started asking big questions. But for me, I didn't think I was leaving. I thought I was just getting a new job. And so for the first year, I would go back to London sometimes. But as time went on, I just started gradually to distance myself.